Good day to you, dear student. I'm starting chapter 19 for you. And chapter 19 is with marketing countries as tourism destination. So this is focusing on promoting country or countries around the world as a destination. And this is focusing purely on a specific country as a destination. If within a country, of course, there would be more of other different destinations like region, like state. All these are part of marketing them in this particular chapter that we are discussing. You're listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. So marketing countries as tourism destination, a rich information will be shared with you. And the learning objectives begins with understanding the international aspect of destination marketing. Because a country can be marketed on two platforms. Highlight the country within your own. For example, a large country like India need more attention to people staying in different parts of India. We have got more than 26 state tourism board, including additional 3, 4 to 5 union territory tourism boards. But more than that, on an international platform, the international destination need to be marketed with the help of any appointed tourism board or destination or city-based marketing. So first we will understand into aspect of destination marketing. You will know about the National Tourism Department or entities and its function. Or entity, National Tourism, etc. All these are part of our learning in this particular chapter. Understand the marketing role of destination marketing organization, DMOs. Destination marketing organization here, say for example, a country like Germany or US may not be marketing their whole country by any specific ministry. Rather than that, there are special like New York Promotion Board, Washington Tourism Promotion Board, etc. Just an example. Or in Germany, for example, Frankfurt as a city base and many such different type of destination marketing organization. In this chapter also, we will learn, understand various ways of which marketing facilitation can be done by the National Tourism Department or NTD. So quite good of learning in this, and the role of this destination marketing has resulted into awareness of a country, a region, an area on much larger scale. And we will see what different activities they can do, what are the objectives, etc. of that. So, aspect of destination marketing, international aspect basically. Every country has its own national tourism organization that promotes the country in the global market. I pointed out this to you. In some countries, there are national tourism organizations, which could be an umbrella body under the government of any particular country, or the privately owned destination management will be financed and run by different supply chain in form of airline, hotels, tour operators. They will have an entity formed to promote that particular city or a region. So it's called largely we understand with the National Tourism Department. So all they work under common goal of promoting a destination. Could be a country, could be a region, could be a city, could be anything which is a destination in itself, and that need to be promoted. Sometimes it is done through, in smaller countries, it is done through Ministry of Tourism. In case of countries larger, and a good number of tourists arrival, like you have a France, or you have got Thailand, the Thailand Tourism Board, or we have got Incredible India, India Government Tourism Officer, directly or indirectly, some of them have total independent identity. For example, Tourism Authority of Thailand, which promotes Thailand as a tourist destination, is a body in itself. And the leader or the heading person is known as governor, who holds the status of almost like a minister. And then, of course, so on and so forth. So national tourism departments also promote. Once upon a time, maybe 40 years or 35 years from now, there were no such ministries under Ministry of Tourism. Ministry of Tourism has been a recent addition. 40 or 50 years back, there were no such thing, including India. We never had Incredible India or India Government Tourist Officers. Tourism promotion was part of Ministry of Information and Culture. And of course, later on, understanding the importance we have now, India Government Tourist Office or Incredible India, Atithi Deva Bhava, all these are brand directly reporting to the Ministry of Tourism. DMO, the Destination Marketing Organization, is marketing arm of National Tourism Department, responsible for the overall marketing of countries as tourism destination. And if you go on the website, you will be amazed to see the number of such National Tourism Board exhibiting and promoting respective countries in their own capacity. To have a look, or majority of them, you need to go to the travel exhibition in Berlin, Germany. I have personally visited that, and I have seen highest number of tourism board exhibiting at Berlin, Germany. In India, of course, we do get huge number of different countries' tourism board participating in exhibition. Some of them follow it with roadshow, which means they visit travel agent or they call travel agent for a luncheon or a dinner at 4 or 5 star hotel. Some don't do that, they only do the roadshow. Depending on their capacity, funds, and the way they would like to approach. So for example, South Africa as a country promotes that as a South Africa roadshow, which they hold in Mumbai, Chennai, Delhi, etc. They pick up where they have the market. So great amount of destination or a country awareness is thanks to these departments, thanks to the tourism boards, because they create awareness of a country and neutrally, which means they won't be promoting a specific hotel or an airline or for that matter a tour operator. They create interest in the country by remaining neutral. NTD, National Tourism Department, is an organization defined by a geographical area and its interests and a tourist destination, a country a region or a town. I pointed out this to you. I picked an example from New York. So you will have a New York promotion board. Like Dubai still goes under Dubai promotion. That's a Dubai marketing. It's done by Dubai marketing. They don't have a specific tourism department as such. Yes. But countries like Thailand, country like Malaysia, country like Philippines, Indonesia, etc., have their own tourism ministry and tourism department or tourism promotion board. And I specifically mentioned that region-wise also, for example, Mekong tourism area, which contains some part of China, some part of Cambodia, some part of Vietnam, and some part of Thailand, and that's called Mekong. It's a region as such. So that all these 3 to 4 countries join together to promote Mekong Belt, and so on and so forth. So my observation is that these tourism development organization, tourism board, a regional tourism board, like in our country, we have got state-wise tourism boards. So we have separate UP tourism, we have separate Rajasthan tourism, we have a separate Kerala tourism, because our country is so vast and so big. And it cannot just go under one umbrella body. So it may be a full-fledged ministry. Our director general or directorate general, a department or a corporation. Number of authenticity or hierarchy suits for ministry. And I mentioned many did not still have Ministry of Tourism as such. I gave example of Dubai. And in certain cases, they are as independent and as authoritative, like a status of a minister, like Thailand tourism, they're known as TAT, Tourism Authority of Thailand, where it is, the head is the governor, who directly report for the whole growth of tourism, and it comes by seniority. And like in our cases, where we have different ministries, the Minister of Tourism can be one of those who is a member of assembly in respect to state tourism, or the minister can be someone who is at the central level as one of the MP. And of course, the working scenario from the professional point of view are done by secretaries who are IS or public officers. So the hierarchy is totally depending on each country, and there is anything that can be picked up to promote tourism by respective country. The international aspect suggests that international tourism is major. Now, when we talk about international aspect, the activities done by a tourism board on an international platform is to do what? To measure the following. First, the international tourism arrivals. So the activities carried on by Kenya Tourism Board through different channels of distribution, road shows, participation in exhibition, etc., is to A, create awareness of Kenya as destination for international tourists, and in turn they see this activity resulted into increase in arrivals, and they monitor the arrival. So this is one of the very important element when international marketing is taken by for a destination. You watch, you review arrivals and how much revenue generated. What type of potential clientele who came in, what were their spending capacity, what were the number of days they stayed, where they stayed. In detail, of course, will also be monitored, but it resulted in generation of how much revenue to the country. And mind it, all these two which I said are under the terms that United Nations Tourism provides to obtain the data from different countries of the world. So that's the destination marketing element from international aspect. With the United Nations World Tourism Organization or UT or UN Tourism, the data available, we may understand how the world travels, and more tourists are headed here. Or the mention that UNWTO provides different formats for respective country to report on a timely basis data that can be published for international review, countries review, putting marketing activities based on that data. And it is very much professionally obtained under different headings. Two of them I just mentioned. One is international arrivals, and second is the receipt, how much the revenue generation. International tourism can be backbone of the nation's economies and underlying countries' cultural influence. A country like India, where we have different cultures spread in different parts of our country, will also be reason for many to visit, and it would highlight that Kumbh Mela attracted how many tourists, religious tourism in form of visiting to temple, how many tourists came in with that as their reason for travel, and how many came for medical tourism, and how many were interested in coming and just visiting the main metros. All that can be obtained thanks to the destination marketing statistic that is prepared and shared. On a regular basis, Ministry of Tourism publishes statistical report quarterly, 6-monthly, or yearly basis. That's a great piece of information that the international as well as the domestic tourism industry in India finds it informative and knowledgeable. We're looking at some of the statistics here for us to understand. Starting from 2023, 1.3 billion arrivals were reported. And mind it, these are those who overnight, who stay overnight, and they visit another country for the intention of tourism, not the residence. Which means all those who get out of the arrival formalities, enter the country getting some sort of stamping done on their passport, they are called international arrivals. And that figure in 2023 was 1.3 billion. About 89% of the pre-pandemic figure. We were still down in 2023, taking the base as 2019, we were down by 11%. But that was a very fine recovery and a very positive signal that industry took it, that yes, 2023 showed the sign of coming back on track. Of course, we have crossed 2019's arrival in 2024, which is not the figure here, but definitely this 2023 gave a very clear guideline. We were almost there of at 2019, the era before COVID. 1.3 billion tourists spend, which means revenue for other countries was 1.48 trillion around the globe. 1.48 trillion dollars, according to UNWTO. Take a look at few top destination across the globe rank based on their tourism receipt. So it is observed that US remained the top destination with the highest international tourism receipt. Tourism doesn't sit on the highest number of tourist arrival, but as far as revenue earned by through tourism, and mind it, we are talking 2023. 2025 may not give that type of a scenario. We will have to watch, because 2025 is yet to get over. But yes, US account for highest number of revenue generation in form of tourist earning. Visitors spend most in the US by massive margin, with these many attractions, including Disney's, including different tourist attraction like National Park, Yellowstone, and the country's highest rated tourist spots and various parks. You see, when a tourist goes to US, the infrastructure is so fine. What attracts tourists? Yes, cultural activities. At the same time, the infrastructure need to support. The highest number of arrivals are not in US, it is France. But the receipt they earn, because a tourist who comes in there also enjoys shopping, because as per the policy, US doesn't charge heavily on the consumption of household goods, consumer goods as a tax. So that makes shopping also a pleasure for many international tourists. Of course, various entertainment parks have exorbitant fees compared to other parts of the world. But look at what they offer as well. Look at Disneyland they offer, Disney World they have, Universal Studios, NASA, all these are excellent. Don't forget cruise liner sailing out of Miami and Fort Lauderdale. All attracts tourists and they come and spend. So it's taken as a revenue generated from international tourists, and as I mentioned, US scores on the highest revenue receipts from the international tourists. Also, Europe is a top holiday destination, both by number of visitors and amount spent. Again, the most important contributor to account for good number of visitors and amount of money they spend, one of the prime thing is the infrastructure they give, the quality of service, the connectivity, and the safety. All plays a role in attracting international tourists. How can we not pick up Macau? Macau is somewhere on the Mediterranean coast towards the southern part of France, etc. Macau, an independent administrated region of, Macau is in the side of China. I was talking, giving example of Monaco, which is of course in near France in Europe. Macau was an independent, what they call specially administrated region, SAR. So China took this from Portugal, which was until 1999, Portugal was administrating the Macau, because it was given on lease by China to Portuguese to run Macau. But it's an independent administrative region, including the currency of Macau is not the currency what China has, though it is ownership of the land belongs to Macau. But to retain with the business opportunities there, the international tourist arrival, and what it prevailed for almost 100 years, China still continues and give it as a special administrative region. And there a lot of number of tourists go there, and they have huge amount of money they spend, especially Chinese who come there. And my day, Macau has huge number of casinos, and Chinese love gambling. Officially, it may not be allowed in China, but in Macau, gambling casinos are very popular, and they get highest number of so. When I said independent administrative region, as I mentioned, China owns the land, ownership of the country belongs to China, but they have still allowed that to retain its special administrative status, and Macau has got its own currency called Pataka, P-A-T-A-K-A, Pataka. That's their currency. They don't use what Chinese currency is generally used on the mainland China. Just an example how different destination attracts the spending capacity of the tourist. So we started with US, we have learned about Europe, and then Macau. And interestingly, Japan has been a preferred destination in the Asia and Pacific region. And again, thanks to the infrastructure they have given. Look at the bullet train. Look at the arrival at different airports, the facilities at the airport. All that is Japan sitting on very high ranking as far as international spending are concerned in international marketing of their destination. So dear student, take account, as I have been saying in my previous slides, that international tourist arrival is not what spending is sitting on. Spending America or US sit on number one position, but this statistic given to you shows highest number of tourist arrival, and the top five destination in 2019 compared with 2023, you notice that France is sitting on number one position, and it has retained its number one status for last so many years. 2023, they accounted almost 100 million international tourists arrival, followed by Spain. Spain has the advantage of their whole colonization of many countries in South America. Ultimately, people travel there for their family connectivity, family tree, and their earlier masters under which different South American countries were ruled. So people go to Spain in a big number, sitting on the second position, and from international tourist arrival, United States sits on number third position on international tourist arrival. And China, that was getting 2019 before COVID and was sitting on the fourth position, is not even seen in the highest number of tourist arrival in 2023, simply because people were scared, because the origin of COVID began in China. It disappeared in 2023 among even the top 10. Even, of course, China had their own policies of allowing international tourists to come in, and then so on and so forth. Turkey or Turkey has jumped from 7th position or 6th position to 5th position in the 2023. And likewise, Mexico, Thailand disappeared in 2023. Which is an alarming scenario for Thailand tourism industry. So all that you can see from this statistic, and Germany sits on a 9th position in 2019, and they retain this position even in 2023. And the last, of course, is United Kingdom, which of course jumped in 2023 to 7th position. All that is a good study that has been taken from international tourism highlights given by UNWTO in 2023.